Five the Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friends at Engineers Sleep. Man, my bed felt so good last night. I'll be honest with you, Zach. I don't want to tell you this and put it to you this way, but...
Just tell me.
Because, man, I love coming here and doing a show with you.
You thought about it this morning.
It crossed my mind this morning. I was a little nauseous last night. And so I was thinking, man, if I start, hurling over here, start heaving this thing up over here, I might have to call Zach and say you got it by yourself. But
good luck, pal.
Yeah. Knock it out, buddy. Here's my power rankings, Hawaii and BYU.
Good luck explaining that one.
I want to explain it again for the folks out there. but Engineer Sleep Bed, it's just the best. Meredith and I went in and we laid in these beds and tested these beds out. You like this one? Like this one? Like the softer? But the old bed that we had, it was a little softer. And I like this idea of going, you have a little firmer. Now, ours is still soft, but a little firmer is better for your back. And, since we got an Engineer Sleep Bed, knock on wood, I don't have any back issues. The bed is custom made exactly for what we wanted. I like not paying the middleman. That was nice. I love our friends at Engineered Sleep. EngineeredSleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. Get in touch with our good friends there. I want to ask any listener out there now, give me, and I'm sure there is, I just don't know any off the top of my head. Give me a team that had a better road win in week one than BYU. Mr. Orr 24, let me give you what the line was. Oh, by the way. Virginia Tech. I'll be honest with you. I did my power rankings before that game. So Virginia Tech, I'm going to put it in a tied with BYU. Virginia Tech had a better road win.
There's the number 13 team in your power rankings.
Now, in our 12-team power rankings, remind you. BYU, just to be clear on what we're talking about here is, I don't want to have these preseason magazines tell me what they thought was going to happen and what we think was going to happen and anticipate what's going to happen. What we did was we looked and saw it. BYU was a 14-point underdog to Arizona. Is that right? They're a 14-point dog?
No. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they were a 14-point underdog to Arizona. And they went on the road, and they won.
And that's, so, that's peak Kevin Sumlin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Losing as a 14-point favorite?
I really want to know this. I'm being serious when I ask this. Who, besides Virginia Tech, who had a better road win than BYU? Northwestern had a pretty good road win by beating Purdue.
That's nice, yeah.
Not a whole lot of road wins this year, this week. Syracuse went on the road, beat Western Michigan. That's not a big deal. Colorado went on the road, beat Colorado State, but Hawaii beat them the week before. Colorado State's 0-2 now. What are you humming over there?
September.
Boise State went to Troy and won. That was impressive, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had that as an upset. That's a neutral site game. It's like Ole Miss game. Villanova won at Temple. That's great. Houston won at Rice. That was great.
What was the score of that? 96-64? What was that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Washington State went to Wyoming and won. My point is that as far as what my eyes told me in week one, I don't think BYU is one of the 10 best, 12 best teams in the country. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that so far in what we have seen, Cincinnati went to UCLA and won. That's a pretty good win. But they weren't 14-point dogs. They were 14-point underdogs and went on the road and won.
These power rankings
against the Power Five
have the people in a tizzy this morning.
That's fine. I'm not trying to – look, they're all going to work themselves out. BYU's going to lose, and BYU's not going to be in the top 10 in the country. I'm not saying BYU's one of the best teams in the country. I'm saying that what we have seen so far in the season, put away all bias.
All the bias.
And only what your eyes saw this weekend.
Sure.
and only what your eyes now have seen. Let's be clear about this too, Mr. Or 24.
Sure, sure.
Can we not let the little fella have a little bit of a good time through some of this?
They're just little fellas.
I mean, can we not? What does it matter, man? We're having a good time with it. Let me remind you that last year, Notre Dame put up 24 on Navy. Houston put up 24 on Navy. Army put up 14. Navy last year gave up 26 points a game. Central Florida put up 31 on them. Hawaii just put up 59 against Navy to go 2-0. Can we not let Hawaii have a little bit of fun for a week? They're going to straighten themselves out. I'm not saying, I don't think Hawaii is one of the 12 best teams in the country. But I'm saying so far in what they've done in the season so far this year, not on your if you didn't know anything about what to expect from these teams, put up 59 against Navy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
See, the last team to put up 59 against Navy. This has been a while. They beat Notre Dame put up 24 on them last year. Anyway.
You got yourself all fired up.
I mean, I'm serious, man. Come on.
Call your senators, people. Make a difference.
I feel so bad for those pages. So that makes a little bit of sense now.
Yeah.
I should have Virginia Tech in there. I got Virginia Tech really high on my ACC rankings. I'll tell you that. Quickly, the year before, they got 31 a game, 21 a game, 27 a game. I don't see any big time scores against Navy here in recent years. 40s. No, you just don't put up 59 on Navy. I don't care who you are.
If you're Hawaii, you do.
If you're Hawaii. So can't give them a little bit of credit. Does that make any sense to you now? No. I didn't go on what the preseason rankings told me. I went on what we saw on the field.
I don't know if this whole 10-minute response is to me or the texters.
Both.
So, it is to me. Well, yeah. I'm with you.
Both.
I hear both yous.
Yeah.
Both y'alls.
Let me get Chad in Columbia. This ought to be fun.
This 654. This would be great.
Or Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
I'm just totally going to ignore Zach's ranking. But, man, you realize how opposite you and Zach are? I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, prime example.
Oh, yeah.
Monday night, Zach tweets, man, these friggin' uniforms are awesome. Talking about FSU. And then literally I keep scrolling, and you're, like, bashing the uniforms, you know? Or,
those uniforms are hilarious.
It makes me just die laughing.
Spicy. Yeah.
I mean,
that was just hilarious.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're UConn and you come out in those, right, you'd go, hey, man, I kind of like this uniform. It's kind of cool. But you don't go from Florida. Put it this way, Zach. Let me put it like this. Florida State had the best looking uniforms in college football, or among the top 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. If you have a Lamborghini and you drive, all of a sudden you bring out a BMW, you'd go, hey, man, you know what? Kind of like your other car kind of better. You know, the BMW kind of nice. If you're driving a 92 Mazda Miata, and then you come up to BMW, you go, hey, man, I love your new car. You don't mess up perfection already.
It turns out they need something to feel good about during that game, and the uniforms provided that.
The good news is, as my buddy J-Dub now says, they can burn those and not have to worry about those anymore. Mm.
Nick, speaking of burning, you're a Nike guy, right?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Kaepernick? Is it changing you buying Nike stuff? Are you still going to the entire sports shop, buying all the Clemson Nike stuff you can get? What are your thoughts on that?
My wife has advised me to stay away.
I knew it.
Ooh.
She's advised me to stay away.
She runs the house and the show?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, Nick, I called in the summer and said we were, you know, underestimating FSU. That was I know everything went wrong that could possibly go wrong, and if they played again, maybe the game would go differently. But Nick, because of that, I think this weekend's a must-win. I mean, I'm not sure an 11-1 Clemson team that maybe wins ACC can get in the playoff. I mean, can we? Because is there a chance that we don't play any ranked teams this year?
There's a chance.
Keep the thoughts not in our hands.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. There's a chance.
Here's your Nike response. You point to your shirt where you're wearing the Clemson Paul, and you're only worried about one logo. The same response that I had yesterday.
Oh, he was asked about yesterday?
Yeah, the guy asked him. You know, how does it affect Clemson and their stance with the, you know, Nike, with the contract you guys just signed? And he pulls his shirt out, and he points to the Clemson logo and goes, I'm only worried about the one logo on my shirt. And they moved on.
So hard for me not to get into this.
Call your senators.
No. I'm going to turn a negative situation into a positive one here.
Yeah.
I think that it is absolutely disgusting the way that we treat our police in this country. The reason that we're safe in this country, these brave men and women, every time they knock on a door, every time they have a traffic stop, who knows the pressure to put up against. I have the utmost respect for our brave men and women in blue. And let me say this. I've been pulled over for taillights, for crossing the yellow line, for speeding, for not having a seatbelt on. I've gotten a ticket every time but one. So, and when I get mad at him, I get mad. That's fine. But I was the one doing it. I couldn't imagine being a police officer in today's environment. And every single stop, every single door you knock on, these are the bravest of our brave. They're underpaid, they're overworked, they're overstressed. And the narrative that we've created, despite what the statistics say, the narrative we've created that these are, we got these bad cops doing all these bad things all over the place, that's crazy and ridiculous. We are safe. Safest country because of what we go here with these brave people. And I can't thank them enough. Now, on a Clemson, can Clemson get to the playoffs at 11-1 and not play any ranked teams? Yeah, I think Clemson is in a different stratosphere now. They're in rare air now as a result of who they have been in the last 3 years. They're going to have your attention anyway. I mean, let's face it. Did Alabama play a very difficult schedule last year? They lost their last regular season game. They didn't win their conference. They didn't win their division. They didn't win their conference, and they got in. So I think Clemson gets that kind of respect, right?
Yes, yes, they do.
So is it a must-win this weekend? Well, Clemson's going to win this weekend. Let's just go ahead and tell you that right now. Can they lose and make the playoffs? Yes. If they, then that'd be the last time they can lose. They can't have two losses. Auburn, the reason that Auburn last year had two losses, and if they had just beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, they would have got in. But the reason is they would have beat Georgia twice and Alabama once, right? Clemson can't afford two losses and get in the playoffs. They can afford one loss and get in the playoffs. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You agree with that or disagree with that? You think this is a must-win this weekend?
I think you need to win this weekend, but it's early enough where you could recover from
right.
it.
Right. 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 I will still wear – I'm with Dabo Swinney. I will still wear Tiger Paul Clemson logos. Yeah. And Tiger Woods logos because I'm a big Tiger Woods fan. So, that's that. Call your senators. Speaking of Nike, you know, Oregon's a big Nike deal, right?
Yes.
Did you see the article yesterday? I mentioned on the show the day before about, or yesterday's show, about Taggart and his days at Oregon and about how, look, we've seen this song and dance before. I told you this on yesterday's show because I went to Oregon's message boards last year and I even went there after he became a candidate at Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is that what we saw in Tallahassee Monday night, Oregon fans saw several times last year. And I remember this, and it's easy to say once the guy's gone, but at South Florida they had the same thing. Major coaching decisions during the game.
Sure.
Major adjustments during the game. If one team makes an adjustment to you, you end up shutting it down. And Oregon, don't get me wrong, it's not like Oregon was great and he took over this unbelievable Oregon team again. But they went 7-6 last year. Now, he didn't coach the bowl game, so he doesn't get the loss against Boise State. He went 7-5. And the seven wins were against Utah State, or Southern Utah, Nebraska, Wyoming, Cal, Utah, Arizona, Oregon State. He didn't beat a ranked team last year. He lost to Arizona State. He lost at home to Washington State, lost to Stanford, lost to UCLA, and lost to Washington. And let me remind you that that was not a very good UCLA team last year that he lost to. He lost to them 31-14. Again, were they better than UCLA? I don't know. He lost last year despite being a 14-point favorite to Arizona State. So they have seen – Oregon fans saw what they saw from Willie Taggart at Florida State on Monday night. Big favorite. Texas said, do y'all realize that he had a career losing record? Yeah, we talked about that many, many, many times on the show. Now, there was rebuilding jobs at Western Kentucky, rebuilding job at South Florida. Not sure rebuilding at Oregon. But, yeah, we talked about that before. He has a losing record. Personally, I can see this thing going two ways. It's not too late for Willie Taggart at Florida State.
One and done.
No. But I'll tell you this. He better make some staff changes.
After one game?
Yeah. No, not after one game, after 1 year. I talked to someone who knows one of his staff members very, very well and said I wouldn't hire this guy.
Because of who he is or how he operates?
Because of his personality and his how he fits into the program. And I think Willie Taggart is a great recruiter himself. He's really good with the kids. He's got a great personality. I think he needs some X and O help. And he didn't go out and hire great X and O help.
They got a sweet new facility coming down there.
They do.
You can't fire them for a facility.
They do. I mentioned this to Brad and Ben yesterday.
Did you see one of the logos, the sayings on the wall?
Mm-mm.
Like in the weight room?
Mm-mm.
One of them is just, do something. The capitals, do something.
Quickly, I'll leave you with this.
Mm-hmm.
On War Chant yesterday, did you see the article that I had about how disastrous it was?
I don't go on War Chant.
I didn't realize this. Oh, I do. I didn't realize this. If you're a Florida State fan, call your state senators.
Call your senators.
Yesterday, I read this article, and I didn't realize they had 85 yards on that one rushing play.
Yeah, old Cam.
The rest of the
greatest lie I ever told in Division I football.
They only had 80 yards of total offense for the fourth quarter. Like that was,
I don't know what it was. They went negatives a lot.
Yeah, they had one first down in the fourth quarter, one first down in the second half.
Yeah, not good.
But what this writer for the War Chant said yesterday, the only way it could have been worse is if Jimbo Fisher flew a private plane over, parachuted out, landed in cowboy boots with the cowboy hat on, and said, y'all miss me yet? Right there at the 50-yard line. Throw the spear down right there in the 50-yard line with his A&M cowboy boots on. We get to see Jimbo this weekend.
Oh, I'm real excited.
Oh, Jimbo.
Old friends.
Jimbo and Dabo. We got the Bo Bowl coming up.
The Bo Bowl.
Hey, Zero Res wants to come in and clean your carpets. Cleaner than new, insanely clean carpets. You're going to love Zero Res at ZeroResGreenville.com. How about this? I love this idea. How about this? You, right now, you're looking at $119. $10 difference. $119. It's my great friends at Zero Res at ZeroResGreenville.com. Mention my name, they're going to give you a free hallway. It's my great friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Powered water means dries faster, stays fluffier longer, doesn't attract soil, no harsh chemicals, soaps, detergents, safer for your pets, for your family. ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it the same forwards as it is backwards. It's my friends at Zero Res. 558-7300. 558-7300. A break. We'll come back. Love to have you. ACC Power Rankings right after. I'm sorry, SEC Power Rankings right after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Head to Bojangles for their two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
The Craft Stove Store and Patio Labor Day sale is now in progress, and we are paying the sales tax on everything we sell. All in-stock patio furniture is clearance sale priced, and you pay no sales tax. Now is the time to save on Weber grills, Big Green Eggs, gas fireplace logs, because we pay the sales tax on everything we sell. Labor Day sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Finding a player that is dedicated, hardworking, are super important to the football program. The same applies when hiring a realtor. If you're looking for a five-star recruit who cares about your needs, then call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway, Sedan Joiner, and the Totes team at 864-313-6990.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Trail want to build your building for you. They want to talk to you first about doing this. I told you I've got another prominent builder here, a guy who builds a bunch here in town, who says, I'll never use anybody but Trail from now on. Had to use somebody else once, and we won't do it anymore. I can tell you that. Trail can talk to you about if you're in the design bid, if you're in the partnering, if you're in the design build, if you're in the construction manager at risk mode, or if you're in this delivery method that they love, this master builder, they can do all these and different kinds of different advantages to it. And really now they balance the budget and the function, the size and the quality and the aesthetics. And they give you a building that is going to be on time and on budget They listen, they care. Everybody talks about the customer service. Trail walks that walk, and if it didn't, then 85-86% of their annual volume wouldn't come from repeat clients. I want you to contact someone. On their website, they've got all these projects they've done. Chances are you know somebody who's built with Trail in the past. Just call them up and say, hey, man, how'd it go? Let me know. Or call Trail to start the conversation as soon as you think about building your next building. It's Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Andrew Monaco, A&M play-by-play voice at 8:05 this morning. Zach, howdy. Years ago, worked with a man named Bob Hannigan. And
Bob?
He'd walk around all day long. He was a World War II veteran. He walked around all day long, and he'd say, howdy. And you say howdy to him. I tell the story because A&M has these big T-shirts, these maroon T-shirts with great big white letters that say howdy on them. And everywhere you go in College Station, they go, howdy. Did you notice that when you're out there? See those T-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Howdy. So this guy, I don't know if he's made him or not, this guy, he walks around and all day long. He goes, howdy. And if anybody would ever say it to him first, he'd say, howdy. He'd say, duty. Anyway, I'm not sure that we should be doing power rankings until October 1st.
Is this the guy that didn't want to wear the shirts that he had to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1944-45. Mm. Anyway, he didn't want to wear this.
You don't want to do power rankings.
He bought them. I mean, I don't know the difference, man. I can't tell the difference in number 10 and number the SEC a little bit. In the ACC, I can't tell the difference in number 10 and number 5.
Well, how about we do the SEC? We'll see how we feel, see how it lands. And we'll make a decision on the ACC at the
end. I would say this, I don't see a whole lot of Hawaiis and BYUs out there.
Because the ACC is three teams for me right now.
Who's your third?
Boston College.
You got to give Georgia Tech a little credit.
No.
Duke?
Won't do it.
Duke beat Army.
Won't do it.
Pitt?
Nope.
Listen. All right. Give me, if you can, give me a little SEC music as we get ready to these SEC power rankings.
It's time for the SEC Power Rankings.
That's the old ABA rhyme. You do hour, power, hour. Or power, hour, power. Number 14 for me is Tennessee. Man, you just got thumped, man. You gave up
40.
40 to West Virginia. You gave up 540. You gave up 429 passing yards to West Virginia. I got Tennessee at number 14.
I did these Power Rankings in the Notes app on my iPhone. And between 13 and 14 in the SEC Power Rankings, I have six different spaces that I hit enter and return on. Tennessee, it's right there. You can see it. Tennessee is number 14 in the SEC.
Like way.
40-14, they looked awful. It is going to be a long process for Jeremy Pruitt up there. Tennessee at 14.
Everybody else won. Now, here's where it gets hard. Because what's the difference of beating Charleston Southern, beating Eastern Illinois, beating UT Martin, beating Central Michigan, beating
Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee. I went with Kentucky, and the reason I did is I watched a little bit of Kentucky.
Say it to yes, guys, got cats.
No, I watched a little bit of Kentucky, and this was a struggle. They were trailing at halftime. They were 21-20 at halftime, and this was a little bit of a struggle for them. I put Kentucky, who did beat Central Michigan 35-20, but it was 21-20 at half. I put Kentucky at 13.
I actually put Kentucky at 13 as well. I wanted to put Vandy there, but I didn't.
Right.
I have Kentucky at 13. You talked about all that trailing in half. That was fine. They came back to win 35-20, but Kentucky's number 13 for me right now.
All right. You're not going to like this. I put Missouri at number 12. Yeah. I mean, UT Martin, come on.
They put up a 50-burger.
That's fine. It's UT Martin. And in comparing it, like, I have Vanderbilt ahead of him because beating Middle Tennessee is better than beating Tennessee Martin. I've got Missouri at 12.
I got Vandy at 12. Vandy, of course, with their big win over your boy Stocksdale, right? Yeah. 35-7 over Middle Tennessee State. Did you?
Yeah. Brent Stocksdale looked pretty good.
Really?
He didn't look bad. He was 24-36, 178, touchdown and a pick.
Even though they were 3.5-point favorites, I believe, at home over Middle Tennessee State, They come out with a win, 35-7, cover all kinds of the spread, and get the big one, but still, number 12.
I put Vanderbilt at 11. Vanderbilt's offense still wasn't great. They're pretty opportunistic. But that's a good win against Middle. They won the battle of Nashville. And in my mind, again, their win over Middle is better than the UT Martin win. So I put Vanderbilt at 11.
I put Arkansas at 11. Arkansas put up 55-20, but I still wasn't impressed with the team as a whole. It's going to be year one for Chad Morris, and it's going to be some growing pains for the Arkansas Razorbacks. A good win to get one under the belt, but it will be a long season down there in Fayetteville.
You're not going to like this one.
Go ahead.
Put A&M at 10. Northwestern State is just, they're demonic. They're the demons. They're demonic. They're not very good. 500 yards rush is great, but what did we learn from Northwestern State? Not a whole lot.
No.
I put A&M. That just wasn't, I mean, it was impressive, but, you know, what is impressive is some other wins up there. I've got them at 10.
I put Missouri at number 10. I know you had them a little bit lower on your list there, but Missouri only giving up 14 is good for their defense. I don't care who they're playing. Very proud of them. Good job, guys. Don't sleep on Barrio. 51-14. Mizzou, SEC East contender. No, they're not, but Mizzou number 10.
I've got Arkansas at number 9. Actually, Eastern Illinois had more first downs. Arkansas only had 80 yards rushing.
Drop them.
So, but, you know, nice win. 55-20, nice win for Chad Morris. First win out there.
My number 9 team is one you already mentioned, A&M. You don't learn a lot about the A&M team against who they played in the first week. But a 59-7 win is a good way to start for Jimbo Fisher. A little concerned if you're A&M and if you're an A&M fan listening. I think we have one that calls in from time to time. That offensive line could have some holes in it against this Clemson defensive line this week, and something to keep an eye on, but A&M number 9.
You're not going
to
like this. Number 8, game!
Whoa!
You got a 12 in the country. I got to make the SEC.
Whoa!
A nice win. Offense looked good.
You have Hawaii as a top 8 team
defense
in the country.
Defense looked good. You know, Coastal didn't look very good. So, but you know, nice win for South Carolina. We'll learn a lot more about South Carolina this week. Gamecocks number 8.
Florida. Number 8.
Close.
The Florida Gators, number 8 in the SEC. 53-6 in their first week.
63. No, 53. 53. That's right.
If you're going to correct 63. Me, you better correct me right.
No, I'm a texter. I can be wrong about correcting you.
53-6. Dan Mullen gets off to a rousing start. Florida sneaks into the top 25 this week.
I'm still not buying that. Let's be clear about
Florida,
that.
Florida, number 8.
My thing is, who's better, Coastal or Charleston Southern? I don't know. I put Florida at 7. Just because they scored a little more, held them down a little more. I don't know the whole difference in those two programs, I guess. But I've got Florida at number 7.
Mississippi State is my number 7 team. Mississippi State impressed me enough, putting up 63 points, even without their starting quarterback. Number 18 in the country this week. They moved up a little bit. They'll have Nick Fitzgerald back this week. They even start Nick Fitzgerald after putting 63 up last week. But Mississippi State, number 7 for me.
They didn't throw it all that great. They threw it for a ton of yards. They had 5 touchdowns. It was 13-31. They threw it for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. I was impressed with the backup quarterback, Thompson. I put Mississippi State at number 6.
Ole Miss, number 6. All right, number 5 for me. 6?
6.
Shouldn't you be one ahead of me?
Yeah.
6, yeah, you're right. Ole Miss, number 6 for me. I was impressed with the offense of Ole Miss. I was not so much impressed with the defense, but I was very impressed with how explosive that offense was going to be. The wide receivers there are unbelievable. Some of the best in the country. It's a shame they can't do anything bowl-wise or division-wise or championship-wise, but Ole Miss, number 6.
I put Ole Miss number 5, man. That's a nice win. Put a 47 on Texas Tech. Defense held them 27. Like you said, wide receivers-wise, I watched a little bit of this game as well, and they're pretty explosive. I got to tell you, this offense is pretty doggone balanced right now. Scotty Phillips had 200 yards rushing in this game. Ole Miss, that's a really good win on neutral site for Ole Miss. I got him at number 5.
Your number 24-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks at number 5 in the country. Or in the SEC right now.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
You'd rather be 5 in the SEC.
49-15 in their opening win against Coastal. Jake Bentley slinging the rock all over the place. Devo Samuel pulling down one-handed catches like he's Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, it's unbelievable, the hype down there in Columbia right now. They host a big one this weekend. Georgia comes to town. We'll see if they're even close to this ranking next week.
Speaking of which, I put Georgia number 4. Georgia Bulldogs, again, we talked about them in our national power rankings. I got them number 4.
I have LSU at number 4 for me. LSU, the 33-17 win over Miami. They're still number 4 in the SEC, though.
But you had LSU ahead of Georgia in your power rank.
I don't believe I did.
LSU at number 5 and Georgia at number 7.
I mistakenly did that then.
Auburn. I got Auburn at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about them in national
power. Same thing.
I have LSU at 2.
I had Georgia at 2, but it was obviously a mistake.
I have Alabama at 1.
A distant 1.
Yeah.
Bama's really good.
Very.
Don't
very
let the good. Fact that they played Louisville fool you.
You know, Louisville didn't look as bad as I thought they were going to look.
Tua is good.
Tua is unbelievable. And Bama looks outstanding. I didn't have a hard time with those. Mountie, I got to tell you, we're going to get into it in our third hour. What's the difference in Virginia and Wake Forest and NC State and Syracuse and North Carolina? I mean, North Carolina, Florida State, Louisville, and Miami all lost, but what's a better win? You ran into it a little bit this week with Eastern Illinois or Austin Peay or
sure.
or Stephen F. Austin or Central Michigan. I don't know the difference in those teams. So it's hard doing power rankings this time of year for sure. I do want to tell you about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today. Get your garage floor done today. I know this. I know that your value of your home is going to go up. It's going to be stain-resistant, slip-resistant. You get a high-performance epoxy-based flooring. It's going to look great. The colors, I have a brown home, and we had a brown, it was brownstone actually was what our garage was. We changed, when we changed it and remodeled our home, we went with a gray, and so now I have a gray garage floor, and it looks amazing. You will love your garage floor. No slips, no stains. You know, I don't even know what, a lot of people can look at your, at the color of your fluids and tell you what it is. Not me, Mr. Or24. I just know I had, in my old concrete floors, I had automotive stains. I don't have those anymore. Now I just wipe them up. My lawnmower had leaked a little bit the other day. You know what I do? I just wiped it up. I actually had some stuff come off my lawnmower. It was wet. I washed the tires off. I had some like grass in there. What to do is wipe it up. Normally leave a stain. Uh-uh. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call the folks today. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have, for the final time this hour, open phone lines, texts, and tweets at 805 A&M play-by-play guy Andrew Monaco. More after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Catch all the action starting the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Paul McCartney. Freshen up. May 30th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Featuring hits from the Beatles, Wings, and McCartney Solo. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Paul McCartney. Get your tickets Friday.
Produced by AEG.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2418. 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387 or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the Supreme Team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
What are you laughing about? Dancing over here? We need cameras, man. We need
It's not
cameras.
Great. Not bad. It's not great.
You can always tell Kristen, I like the reggae, but you dance too fast for me. She back, by the way?
She back.
So
got yesterday from the airport.
Cats away. Mice play. Now she's back. Mice back in formation again.
Oh, no. We're excited to have her back.
Good.
Not hiding anything from her.
Good. Glad to hear. My great friends at Prime Lending want to help you. How far are you off from buying a home?
Couple years.
Nah, save up. Right now, I tell you what you need to do. There's a rent-to-own calculator in there. Like, you can see your what's the advantage of renting on and at what point in time you need to kind of do it. So do that. Just promise me this, that when y'all do make that move, that you'll call these folks up and you'll let them tell you about what kind of price range you're looking at, about getting some pre-qualification stuff, make it easier on you. He'll walk you through all this kind of stuff. And just a little uncle-y advice for you, Mr. Or24.
Sure.
Don't be intimidated. Ask questions, learn about it, go into it fully armed with all the information, and then other questions arise. You know, it's like in your college classes where the people that get the textbook before the class starts and they read the first chapter and they go in, they already know what it's about, and so you're able to get more, take more of it in.
Were you ever that guy?
No. But be that guy when it comes to your mortgage. It'd be the biggest thing you ever buy in your life, I think. PrimeLendingSC.com.
Let me be clear. When I do make that purchase a couple years down the road, I'll get a spare bedroom for my future godchild that'll come over for a little sleepover, give mom and dad a break. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to have a little fellow over there in the car seat over there.
We're just rolling around town. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Change your diapers over there.
See, that's where I draw the line. I don't do that.
Pass them over to me while I change diapers while you do this segment too.
Exactly right.
He'll be doing number two. You'll be doing segment two.
Let me get an accurate representation of segment two.
Right. Let me get William in Georgia, Northern Communication phone line 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, William. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Very blessed.
Dude, it was a rocky Saturday, wasn't it? I mean, plus all the other games. I never thought Florida State would ever go down that easy, but they were a disaster.
Doesn't look
good. I guess Willie Taggart's not their saving grace after all.
No, it doesn't look good.
You guys aren't sipping on snops this morning with them rankings y'all got coming out, are you?
I mean, come on, man. Look, power rankings are hard early. And I made the deal with Zach. Let's just go on what we see rather than what we think we're going to see.
Yeah, I basically agreed with all of them for the most part, but I just this weekend will tell the tale, my friend. Everybody will know a whole lot about their football team after this weekend, I think.
You're not going to let South Carolina beat you down there, because there's a lot of talk about that South Carolina-Georgia game. That's not going to happen, right?
Well, you guys, I don't know. I'm not going to say nothing. I hope not, but you guys are going to have y'all's hands full, too, with A&M, I believe.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyway, have a good day.
Thanks. Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. We'll see.
Did you pick those games already?
Oh, yeah. I pick them within 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I wait until she texts me about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
And then I don't include the score at the end, so she texts me again. It's great.
Do you even have those games up? Do we have those?
I can pull them up right now.
Here's how I do. Call them out.
Kelly Graham, like, there she is.
I cut and paste. She sends me the games. I cut and paste them.
Mississippi State at Kansas State.
I can't remember who I took. I don't know.
I'm sure you took Mississippi State.
Yeah, I took Mississippi State, yeah.
Arizona, Houston.
Don't even know who I took.
Duke at Northwestern.
Took Northwestern.
Georgia Tech at South Florida.
Georgia Tech.
Iowa State, Iowa.
Iowa.
Colorado State, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Fresno State at Minnesota.
Keep an eye on that one. I took Minnesota. Keep an eye on that one.
Row the boat. Number three, Georgia at South Carolina.
Georgia.
Number two, Clemson at
Clemson.
A&M. And then USC, Stanford. And a score.
I took Stanford 27-24. That's how long it takes me to do it. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yep. There is no... Same thing in my brackets. There is no going into it, looking at that. Just go with your gut. That's it.
Your gut last week...
Wasn't good.
Went 5-5.
Right. Wasn't good. That's fine.
On the Carolina Alliance Bank pick'em contest that we have now.
Right. How'd you do?
6-4. Not great.
Yeah, wasn't good.
Not great. The week one winners, by the way, from our station, Dev Tula went 8-2. Congratulations to him. Frelick, Anna Hickey, and Will Vandervoort all went 8-2 as well.
Good job, man. Great for them.
You're not worried about it, huh?
No. Two minutes. Let me get to a couple of our health dare text lines. Who has the most solid third grader haircut this week? Muschamp or Kirby? Kirby has worse hair than Muschamp.
Kirby's bad. It's not good.
Kirby has bad hair, especially Kirby looks like frat boy, and then he wears visor. Kirby looks like the guy that would like had to go to a formal or go do like the initiation process, whatever, and hey, dude, go get my car or pick up some pizza with us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the visor on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the visor to cover up the bad hair that he has bangs, right? Let's be clear, he has bangs.
He's got the visor on.
Muschamp has the
he's got the visor on
cowlick.
Getting on the cigs and beer run is what he's out for.
Muschamp likes his hair.
Does he?
Yeah, because he never wears a hat.
I've seen him with a visor on.
Occasionally, sometimes. But Muschamp likes his hair.
That's why he wears the visor. You got to let the hair breathe a little bit. Right.
Muschamp's also doing the Man in Black thing a lot. A little Johnny Cash.
You got to let the cabbage get the sun down there.
So he likes that idea a lot. These guys were two not great athletes, two pretty good football players, two scrappy guys, two decent friends. And they, you know, be interesting to see this weekend.
What are we looking for score-wise this weekend? I'm intrigued by this game.
Like 31-20.
So close.
It's not close. 11 points.
It's not bad.
31-20. Maybe 31-17.
31-20, a late score to make it 20, or it's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Georgia, let's be clear about this. I do this every year. And Gamecock fans get all mad at me. Well, you got to remember, it's been pretty close. Nah, it really hadn't been all that close.
Did they release a depth chart?
No.
Interesting.
Georgia didn't have a depth chart. Also, Georgia's radio people won't call you back either to get on your show.
Yeah, I'll start calling right now if you want me to.
I've got all their emails.
I don't need emails. I need phone numbers.
Georgia's not released a depth chart. We get this false narrative that Georgia and South Carolina... Like, it's really, really close between these two schools. And you got to remember, in games played in Williams-Brice in September. Now we got this thing about because of September. Because in October, last time they were there, they rolled them up. I believe that's right. I've watched this Georgia-South Carolina rivalry for years, and I don't see it being all that close. Georgia seniors have never lost to South Carolina. Georgia seniors outscored South Carolina 52-20, 28-14, and 24-10. Last time they were in Columbia was 28-14. I mean, is that close? 28-14, close game? Georgia beat South Carolina 5 of the last 6 years.
So I got to pick Georgia, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, Georgia's going to beat South Carolina.
All right.
Since they started playing again, well, again, it took 1990-91 off. Since the Gamecocks joined the SEC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and Georgia's 17-9 against South Carolina since they joined the SEC. We act like the series is like close or something.
Hey, one more and then it's only seven. One more and they're both in double digits.
Georgia's seniors have outscored South Carolina by 32-14 is 46-24 is 60 points. They average by beating by 20 points.
I want to believe.
In their career.
I need someone out there to tell me why South Carolina can beat Georgia this weekend. Will beat Georgia this weekend.
Cannot, shall not, will not. I cannot, will not, shall not. It's just not going to happen. So, matter of fact, South Carolina's beaten Georgia five times since 1992 in Columbia. It's not like they've just rolled them up in Columbia either. Georgia leads the all-time series, obviously. Let's see what that record is now. 50-18-2. There's a false narrative out there that these games are always close. South Carolina upset. They won 3 in a row under Spurrier. Take away some of those Steve Spurrier shows.
Spurrier games.
Can't do that. It's not fair to do that. But Georgia's on South Carolina. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Georgia is 11-5 against South Carolina the last 16 years. Since these players came out of diapers, they're 11-5 against South Carolina.
History's fun, but why this year are they going to beat South Carolina?
Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Week two.
Because Georgia is better than South Carolina at quarterback. Agreed?
Jake Fromm is a better quarterback than Bentley, yes.
Right. And Fields.
Yes.
I think Fields plays a fairly significant role in this game. Georgia is better than South Carolina at running back.
Yes, Rico Dowdle is not better than anybody on that Georgia roster.
Georgia is better than South Carolina. I know this is going to hurt South Carolina fans to say this, but Georgia's better than South Carolina wide receiver.
Well, come on now. Debo had a great game.
Debo's good. Robertson.
Edwards.
Godwin. Ridley. Georgia is Hardman. Georgia's better. Georgia's better than South Carolina tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia's better than South Carolina on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is better than South Carolina on the defensive line.
They are.
Georgia's better than South Carolina at linebacker.
They are.
Georgia's better than South Carolina in the defensive back.
Come on, man.
Defensive backfield.
Come on, man.
Georgia has better special teams.
South Carolina's got a good kicker, don't they?
Yeah, pretty good. Georgia's better. And Georgia's better coach. South Carolina's playing at home.
All right, man, I'll pick
but
South.
Besides
I'll
that, pick Georgia. And Georgia's a 9.5-point favorite.
All right.
Besides the fact that Georgia is better than South Carolina at every single unit mm-hmm. on the field, you can tell me South Carolina's going to beat Georgia?
All right, I'll pick Georgia.
Okay.
Jump me about this. I'm just trying to give our feathered friends a fair shake at this.
You've ranked them 5th in the SEC, 12th in the country.
Absolutely.
You over there? You got your Gamecock flags on your car today. I'm just telling the truth. Will we trust Phil Steele on something? Can we go to the rankings for Phil Steele?
So I don't know. You said we don't do preseason books anymore. You don't want to talk about them anymore.
Well, I mean, just for what he thinks about by position by position. Okay.
Fine.
Georgia quarterback 1, South Carolina 6. Georgia running back 2, South Carolina 6. This is in the SEC. Georgia wide receiver 2, South Carolina 3. Georgia offensive line 4, South Carolina 11. Georgia defensive line 4, South Carolina 6. Georgia linebacker 3, South Carolina 8. Georgia defensive back 3, South Carolina 8. Georgia special teams 1, South Carolina 3. Georgia coaching 2, South Carolina 4. Every single position unit, according to Phil Steele. And he's unbiased, right?
Yep.
I'm biased. He's unbiased, correct?
Yeah.
Every single position unit is better. Who wins the game?
Well, let's not play it.
No, you're going to play it. It's going to be fun. And it'll be about a 10-point game.
Let's just not play. Just give them the L. Give Georgia the win. And let's get out of Dodge.
Not happening.
You avoid the injuries.
Not happening.
You avoid the risk.
Mail it in. No, it'll be a good game. But Georgia's going to beat South Carolina. Hey, my friend Greg Wales wants to talk to you about investments, about insurance, about Social Security, maximizing your planning and retirement income and college planning and estate planning. You know who needs to call Greg Wales? Wells, everybody. I don't care if you're a college senior right now or you're a senior citizen. You need to call these folks. They can help you out. You know, one of the things about the investments is he can get you in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, but also some alternative investments. You're buying some property and things on these lines. There's all kinds of things he can do there. Investing in some other types, some alternative type things. And when it comes to insurance needs, the life, health, Medicare, supplements, disability, you know who else needs to call them? If you're close to taking that Social Security, you know there's 388 different ways a couple can file for Social Security benefits. That's confusing to me. I don't understand all that. Let Greg Wells, the Kiwi Financial Group, take care of you. 864-654-5043. 654-5043. Visit their website, kiwifg.com, right there beside Max Drive-In in Clemson. We'll come back. A&M play-by-play voice, Andrew Monaco, right after this.